tap it. Their fingers will drain. They feel so deceived and so very enticed to quit, believing that anything great can be found inside. They will scrutinize the one who enabled it to come their direction. I've done every one of those things. I unquestionably tossed out some profound, cry-filled inquiries concerning how God could permit this when I called my companion at 5:34 a.m. In any case, disillusionment isn't confirmation that God is denying beneficial things of us. Some of the time, it's His method for driving us home. Be that as it may, to see this and appropriately comprehend what's truly going on, we should make a stride back and see it in the setting of God's epic romantic tale, the one in which He safeguards and accommodates mankind to Himself. In this way, how about we set our inquiries concerning why these things are going on for a tad? We'll lift them back up after we are better outfitted with facts through which we can process them. What's more, how about we open God's answers, God's ways, God's Word? I guarantee you won't discover shaky guard sticker sites that never help and regularly hurt. Together, we are going to locate a genuine help and a genuine expectation and a God who will hold us safe through everything. What's more, we will never acknowledge or even want the expectation of true love whether lesser cherishes don't disillusion. The puncturing anxiety of disillusionment in everything on this side of time everlasting makes a discontent with this world and pushes us to yearn for God Himself. And for where we will at last stroll in the garden with Him once more, where we will at last have tranquility and security and eyes that never again spill tears. Furthermore, hearts that are never again broken. The Bible starts with the book of Genesis, set in the principal Garden of Eden. Be that as it may, always remember, it closes with Eden reestablished in the last sections of Revelation, the last book. Chapter 2. Dust. We live in a broken reality where broken things occur. So, it's most certainly not astounding that things get broken in our lives too. Be that as it may, shouldn't something be said about those times when things aren't simply broken yet broken hopeless? Broken to the point of residue? In any event, when things are broken, there's some expectation you can stick the pieces back together. In any case, imagine a scenario where there aren't pieces to pick up before you. You can't stick dust. It's difficult to hold dust. What was once something so valuable is currently decreased to only weightless powder. Even the smallest breeze could convey away. We feel frantically sad. Residue implores us to trust the guarantees of God never again apply to us, that the range of God misses the mark regarding where we are. Furthermore, that the desire for God has been snuffed out by the expending haziness surrounding us. We need God to fix everything. Alter this story so it has an alternate completion. Fix this unfortunate reality. In any case, imagine a scenario where settling, altering, and fixing isn't at all what God has at the top of the priority list for us in this breaking. Consider the possibility that, this time, God wants to make something totally fresh out of the box new. At the present time, on this side of endlessness, regardless of how broken our conditions may appear, residue is the correct fixing God wants to utilize. We figured the breaking in our lives couldn't in any way, shape or form, be for any great. In any case, imagine a scenario where breaking is the best way to get dust back to its fundamental frame so that something new can be made. We can consider residue to be an after effect of an uncalled for breaking. Or on the other hand, we can consider residue to be an urgent fixing. Consider a plain bit of ice. On the off chance that the ice remains in a 3D shape, it will dependably be only a square of ice. In any case, if the ice dissolves, it very well may be filled an excellent frame to reshape it when solidified once more. Residue is much the equivalent. It's the essential fixing with such incredible potential for new life. Of the considerable number